Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
No matter how many wins Drake racks up, the rap game will never fully respect him.
My back straight, I'm 10 toes down in Florida or anywhere else I go, and I know that no matter what, it's not a n- on this earth that can ever f*** with me in my life.
For years, Drake reigned supreme as hip-hop's biggest hitmaker. Not only is he one of the best-selling artists in history, but he's also been credited for changing rap music forever. But here's the thing. Despite all the accolades, the rap game still refuses to accept Drake as one of their own. He might actually still be one of the most disrespected rappers out there. And after his brutal war with Kendrick Lamar last year, Drake's reputation in the industry has only tanked more and more. But where is all this hate coming from? That's exactly why we're doing a deep dive into every single reason why hip-hop refuses to respect Drake. How did Drake's lack of street credibility get used against him? Why did culture vulture allegations haunt his career? And why did Drake's biggest critics accuse him of having zero identity? We've even done a thorough analysis on how Drake's shady behind-the-scenes behavior painted a huge target on his back. How did Drake's sketchy industry moves, from lawsuits to banning one of his worst enemies from Canada, turn him into public enemy number one? Finally, we're gonna take a closer look at how Drake is more isolated and vulnerable than ever before, including a shocking new lawsuit alleging that he faked billions of streams. It's starting to look like the rap game has finally abandoned Drake once and for all.
This is our dining room, and here's my mother, making notes as usual on probably some...
Exposing my to-do list.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, first things first, a lot of this disrespect goes back to Drake's childhood. Drake's origin story is drastically different from a lot of other rappers. He spent part of his childhood in Forest Hills, one of Toronto's most affluent neighborhoods. And before the world knew him as Drake, Aubrey Graham made a name for himself as a child star on the TV show Degrassi. While Degrassi may have given Drake his start, it's also been a huge thorn in his side. Drake's come up doesn't have any of the mystique or legendary status that lots of other rappers lay claim to. For example, 50 Cent was notorious for being shot 9 times. Jay-Z was infamous for funneling drug money into his own record label. Drake, on the other hand, was an actor from Canada trying to make it in a genre that prioritized street credibility. And with zero street ties, the entire industry labeled Drake as soft on arrival. And to be fair, Drake didn't rebel against the so-called soft label. He even used it in his music to poke fun at it. He used his first top 10 charting single, Best I Ever Had, to shout out how he technically had more female fans.
When my album dropped, it's a bad for the picture, and it's a bad to and claim they got it for their sister.
But as Drake got more famous, he earned tons of criticism from rap purists. He was blamed for injecting too much singing and R&B influence into hip-hop. Drake was eroding the barriers of rap music, and a lot of people
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boy, season's greetings to you all. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Just didn't fuck with it. Chicago rapper Common was one of the artists who decided to attack Drake for being, quote, sweet. Not only did Common mock Drake's singing, but also dissed him for his biracial Canadian roots.
You're so black and white trying to live a nigga's life. I'm taking too long with this amateur guy. You ain't wet nobody, nigga. You Canada dry.
That's a bar. From the very beginning, Drake's rise to fame divided other artists. While Drake had a career-making co-sign and record deal from Lil Wayne, other artists felt that his soft image and lack of street cred was the opposite of what hip-hop stood for. Fans piled on, ruthlessly humiliating Drake for his role as Wheelchair Jimmy on Degrassi, and circulating behind-the-scenes footage of young Drake just doing very cringy stuff, like the time he got mad at his mom for buying him the wrong sandwich.
Clearly said, hey, can you please get me a tuna sandwich?
I thought you were kidding, because you don't.
Oh, yeah, because
you don't.
I definitely pull a joke, joking about a tuna sandwich that I wanted.
You like chicken
salad. I'm just a regular comedian over here.
But while fans debated if Aubrey Graham was authentic enough for hip-hop, Drake was proving to be the industry's biggest success story. His first album, Thank Me Later, moved damn near 500,000 copies in its first week. That was a fire tape, I'm not gonna lie. His second album, Take Care, was a critically acclaimed phenomenon that won Drake his first ever Grammy for Best Rap Album. No matter what people said about Drake's background, he was clearly here to stay.
I grew up and still live in Toronto, the city of Toronto, where the rappers are polite and the mayor smokes crack.
But as Drake became more famous, his controversies became more and more complicated. In 2013, Drake dropped a new single called Started From the Bottom. The song hit number 6 on the Billboard Top 10 and earned Drake a grip of Grammy nominations. While Started From the Bottom was a massive hit record, it also triggered conversations about what bottom Drake was technically referring to. Some fans accused Drake of cosplaying coming from the struggle. There was footage all over the internet of a teenage Drake bragging about how he had an entire floor of a house to himself. But now he was fronting like he had crawled his way out of poverty. In a genre where countless artists found success after battling homelessness or enduring gang violence, Drake making Started From the Bottom rubbed people the wrong way just a little bit. No matter how catchy or how hot the song was, Drake seemed as if he was getting less authentic, and some accused him of exaggerating his street ties. In a 2011 interview with Complex, Freddie Gibbs warned Drake against flagrantly throwing up gang signs. Quote, Drake be throwing up gang signs and shit. I be seeing whatever the fuck he's throwing up. I don't know. He go to the wrong place and he'll be fucked up. It's just the nature of the times. It's cool to be that corny wearing the little jeans now, I guess. But Drake's authenticity was really put to the test in 2015. That year, Meek Mill accused Drake of relying on ghostwriters to pen some of his biggest songs. He even leaked.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Reference tracks from a relatively unknown Atlanta rapper named Quentin Miller. In those reference tracks, Quentin Miller can clearly be heard giving Drake the flow and lyrics to big, well-known records like Know Yourself. The ghostwriting allegations were a huge red flag. In the culture, writing your own rhymes was a foundational part of being a rapper. Having someone else write your own lyrics for you was seen as an absolute career ender. But Drake doubled down and defended himself. In a 2015 interview with Fader, Drake said, quote, I need individuals to spark an idea so that I could take off running. I don't mind that. And those recordings, they are what they are. And you can use your own judgment on what they mean to you. Now, Drake is hardly the first rapper to use ghostwriters. Other big name artists like Dr. Dre, Kanye West, and Diddy are notorious for having other people write for them. The difference in Drake's case is that those other artists entered the industry as producers, and it's been seen as acceptable for producers to solicit work from other rappers. Drake's approach, though, came off as way shadier. Some rappers felt that Drake's reference track usage was hijacking the art form entirely, and that by using other writers to make his music, Drake was basically pushing hip-hop in a more pop-fueled direction. On his Drake diss song Infrared, Pusha T used the ghostwriting rumors to paint Drake as a full-fledged industry plant.
When the CEO's blinded by the glow is different. Believe in myself and the Coles and Kendricks. Let the sock puppets play in they roles and gimmicks.
If you break it down, Pusha was basically saying that on one side there's quote real hip-hop and that authentic rappers like him, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar carry that torch. But on the other side, there's Drake, a quote sock puppet who recites what other people writes for him. The ghostwriting allegations forced a lot of people to take a side. Was Drake a legitimate rapper, or was he a pop star who used hip-hop as a way to get famous?
So this is Drake, you gotta listen to this. So he plays this shit. I hear da 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 da. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then there's also the culture vulture controversy. Across Drake's entire career, he's been accused of cultural appropriation, meaning that he steals styles and sounds outside his experience. The most obvious example of this is Drake's non-stop accent work. This man is notorious for talking, singing, and rapping in countless different accents. Sometimes he sounds British, sometimes he sounds Jamaican, sometimes he raps in horrible Spanish with Bad Bunny. And while Drake's, let's call it a culturally fluid style, has led to some pretty big records, it's also created plenty of confusion. Some say that Drake deciding to speak in a Jamaican accent is homage to Toronto's huge Jamaican population, but on the other hand, Drake is not Jamaican at all, and speaking in an obviously fake accent is kind of a weird way to pay tribute to your city. But this goes deeper than just accents. Drake has long been accused of hijacking other rappers' styles for himself. One of his biggest songs ever, Hotline Bling, was originally released as a remix to another song called Cha-Cha. Cha-Cha was a modest hit from the Virginia rapper named Dram. But when Hotline...
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cashback is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or, eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Bling started to catch on fire, Drake stopped promoting the record as a remix and treated it like an original song. Dram responded by saying, quote, I feel like my record got jacked. And something eerily similar happened to XXXTentacion. His debut single, Look at Me, became a massive multi-platinum hit after it went viral on SoundCloud. But just months after Look at Me blew up, Drake dropped a song called KMT where he used a damn near identical flow. X responded by calling Drake a bitch and accused him of jacking his style.
If he would have showed that he's a hospitable person and that he's really in this shit for the culture, rather than being a fuck, taking my shit, running off with it and then putting it on his album, then he would have got my kudos, he would have got my respect. I would have let him hop on the remix, take 100% royalty rate. I would have done it.
The X controversy is another symbol of the culture vulture allegations. Instead of helping an up-and-coming artist, it looks like Drake flat out ripped off his style. And when Drake was confronted about the similarities between Look at Me and KMT, Drake denied ever hearing X's song in the first place. Which is damn near impossible to believe because Look at Me was literally everywhere. That song was huge.
What was the response you get as a Canadian Black Jewish rapper? I think the details of my like background kind of came afterwards.
But one of the loudest critiques against Drake has always been that he doesn't have a real identity. Across Drake's career, he's been known to sample other well-known regional sounds. He claimed ties to cities like Memphis, Houston, New Orleans, London, and Atlanta. And while Drake's diverse sound palette has supercharged his streaming numbers, it also made some other rappers question how authentic he really is. In fact, some have said that Drake's obsession with riding other cities' waves is damn near predatory. The biggest example of this is easily Drake's connection to Atlanta. As trap music exploded in popularity during the mid-2010s, Drake swooped in to capitalize on the city's movement. Kendrick Lamar went as far as to compare Drake's Atlanta ties to being a colonizer on Not Like Us.
You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague. You're a colonizer.
And a lot of critics have alleged that Drake's addiction to trend hopping masks a much deeper issue. That deep down, Drake has no real values other than being rich and famous. Kendrick Lamar said practically this exact same thing about Drake on the song Meet the Grams.
Identity's on the fence. Don't know which family will love you. The skin that you living in is compromised in personas.
Kendrick is pretty much saying what a lot of Drake's ops from Pusha T to Joe Budden have been saying for years. That Drake's image as a rapper isn't rooted in any kind of specific backstory or struggle. Instead, there are so many versions of Drake that it's impossible to tell who the real Drake is. I mean, there's London Drake, there's Mob Ties Drake, there's Jamaican Drake, there's Atlanta Drake, there's crying at the club Drake, there's way too many Drakes. And critics say that he just changes personas whenever.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Suits him. And while Drake's constant personality switching may have turned him into a superstar, it's also a huge reason why other rappers just don't rock with him.
And the basic allegations that Spotify is complicit in the use of bots to fake streams. They mentioned one artist as an example. That is Drake.
But the number one reason why hip-hop doesn't f*** with Drake is definitely the lawsuits. In the last year alone, Drake's stock has crashed considerably. Not only did he get handed a historic L during his battle with Kendrick Lamar, but Drake's ultimate response to losing the battle was to get his lawyers to sue. While Drake didn't sue Kendrick directly, his case against UMG seemed like an underhanded tactic to change public perception around the battle. In that lawsuit, Drake alleged that UMG promoted Kendrick's diss track and artificially boosted their streaming numbers just so they could ruin Drake's reputation and make it easier for them to re-up their contract with him. And here's the thing, suing your way out of a rap battle is universally seen as a bitch made move. Instead of taking the L and moving on, Drake's decision to take the battle into court only did more damage to his reputation. Making things even worse is that the judge presiding over Drake's defamation suit dismissed the case in October of 2025. While sources say that Drake plans to file an appeal and keep the case going, the whole situation has only depleted what little respect Drake had left. And this seems to be a pattern with Drake. Multiple rappers, from former collaborators to longtime ops, have alleged that Drake uses shady, behind-the-scenes tactics in order to retaliate against enemies. Pusha T, who might just be Drake's arch-nemesis, argued that Drake had him banned from entering Canada after he dissed him on the story of Adidon. Pusha also alleged that Drake's allies in the music industry were censoring his music to the point that his collab record with Kendrick Lamar, Chains and Whips, was delayed over a year. Quote, they wanted me to ask Kendrick to censor his verse, which of course I was never doing. And then they wanted me to take the record off. Rick Ross, who's worked with Drake for over a decade, has also accused him of sending cease and desist notices to their mutual friend, French Montana.
I don't follow you because you said the mother is cease and desist to French Montana.
Judging from the allegations made by Pusha and Ross, Drake seemed to rely on a lot of underhanded backroom moves in order to hurt his enemies. And while some people might argue that that's just the art of war, plenty of rap fans will say that it's sneaky shit like this that makes them not f*** with Drake. Drake's history of suing and sending cease and desist just makes him look like a snitch. But the irony is that Drake's secret weapon is now being used against him. On November 3rd of 2025, a bombshell class action lawsuit accused Drake of having billions of fraudulent streams on Spotify. According to court documents, Drake has allegedly been manipulating his Spotify numbers, potentially costing other artists millions of dollars in streaming payouts. If the lawsuit is successful, it really might be the final nail in the coffin for Drake's reputation. A huge part of Drake's legacy depends on the idea that he's one of the most successful artists of all time. But this case alleges that his title as one of the top streaming artists might be a total scam, and it could have huge implications for the entire music industry. And adding insult to injury, the person who filed the lawsuit in the first place is a rapper named RBX, who happens to be Snoop Dogg's cousin. RBX has been a huge part of hip-hop history, appearing on some of the most revered albums of all time like Dr. Dre's The Chronic, Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP, and his cousin Snoop's legendary debut, Doggy Style. Now he's accusing Drake of essentially stealing money out of his pocket. If this isn't proof that hip-hop doesn't f*** with Drake, I don't even know what is anymore. And if you want to know more about Drake's beef with XXXTentacion, I've already done a full breakdown on his connection to X's murder case. Check it out. Stay locked in, more rap lore on the way.